Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The right-hand side are so confident because they've got Szoboszlai, they've got Trent, they've got Salah. They're so cohesive in the way that they move, and the fluidity. Harvey Elliott can be dropped in there as well. He can make an impact. They seem to have that unit locked off. They will still have poor games. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But in terms of the confidence that's afforded to them, they take their chances more often than not because of the quality that they've got. The left-hand side, and again, you can pinpoint the loss of Robertson not being available, and that you can also then pinpoint the eight still hasn't really become nailed down. There's nobody there that says, right, that's my shirt, and no one's taking it off me. And then there's the question marks over Luis Diaz for me, and for whatever that question mark is, it's now compounded itself. We've got that compounded effect of the Robertson issue, the eight issue in midfield, the Luis Diaz not being as effective. It's all come to a head to a point where there's a drop off now. Mm-hmm. That left hand side doesn't have the world class quality it once had. Mm-hmm. Whether that was your fullback, whether that was your left forward, whether that was an eight that consistently was press resistant, had the ball, kept everything moving. It's had so much surgery over the last 2 years that we're looking at a new left hand side wanting something new, but it's not delivering anything that we can really say, that's the hallmark of our left-hand side. I know what it does now. I know what it offers and what it delivers to us. Yeah. In seasons gone past, we knew what the quality was. We knew what the outlet was. We knew how we operated down that left-hand side. Right now, I couldn't actually tell you what the plan is. It looks like when we get it, we either want to cut back onto the inside, mm-hmm. we want to go right down through the middle, or we want to, it's almost a decoy. We're going to use the left-hand side to draw people across. Then that gives us space on the right-hand side. Let's move the ball around to the right and let's start an attack down there. That's what it feels like to me at the minute.
No, absolutely. I think we are focusing so much of our attack down the right because there's more of a trust down there. And Salah is a huge part of that, of course, is because we know how reliable he can be and just how lethal he can be as well. But at the minute, him and Szoboszlai are off it, quite frankly. And the fact we are focusing so much of our play down that way, down that side, it's breaking down too often. Because they're not on the same wavelength at the minute. For whatever reason, neither of them is just not clicking. Their own games aren't at anywhere near peak.
Do you think Szoboszlai could play on the left of the eight?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, he could, definitely could, because he's done it before.
I just think we need to just split up that dynamic a little bit. I don't think we need to change personnel, so to speak, but to give us something different.
You're splitting up Salah and Szoboszlai.
Yeah, almost.
You're breaking up the quality.
But you're enabling them to add their quality, or certainly in Szoboszlai's case, in a different area of the pitch, which then make him think, all right, well, I've got to look to me left more as opposed to being reliant on everything coming down the right-hand side. There just feels to me that there's something to be said about how reliant we are down that right-hand side. And again, it allows other teams to set up for that because we're not running any traps.
No, well, there's moments today where we were in down the left, but for whatever reason, we're just reluctant to go. Again, we're so...
Gamble? It's not even... It's the gambling on it. Like, we know what the right can do. We know centrally, you know, we can left fireworks off and take shots, but down that left-hand side, who wants to gamble on being the one to get to the byline and get the ball across the box and deliver something? And again, it might not always be quality, but stretch the defence where the defence don't want to be stretched.
Keep them second-guessing. Diaz for me today as well. I thought he had a decent game, but there were a couple of moments whereby he could go down the left once or twice and try and beat his man down that way, and he cuts inside both times.
That second half one where, in the end, is it is it Dallow just has to stick a
he's
leg
one
out?
He's 1-on-1 with Dallow. Yeah. And if he takes him down into the box, who knows what happens? He makes a challenge, he gets a shot away with his left foot, whatever. Something happens, but he cuts inside and it's so telegraphed and Dallow just wins it off him. Just sticks a leg out. I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah, literally, like, I knew that's where you was going. No, so I left the leg there on purpose. Yeah. And that is frustrating. And I say, I don't know if it's a personnel thing or it's just become almost muscle memory.
Yes.
That we've become very methodical in the approach, but we need to get that air of the element of surprise again being unpredictable. And I think a lot has been said about how we've probably drilled Diaz now for the best part of 12 months and maybe in drilling him, we've taken something away from him, because I genuinely, one of my biggest observations of Diaz when he first came was, I don't think we know how to speak to him, so we're just telling him to play on vibes. And it's working. It worked for a time, because the Liverpool players didn't know what he was going to do, but even, which was more beneficial, the defenders didn't know what the fuck to expect from him. So it worked for us. And we was like, right, well, we'll just wing it and just hope that we, can time things right. And he's on a bit of a wavelength for someone more intuitively. We've taken that intuitive element away from him and kind of give him a bit of a fixed role now and kind of told him how we want him to run or how we want him to operate, and he's doing his version of his best to execute that, but it really is taking that element of surprise away from his game, which was so raw and like there was so much energy to it. And as I say, he would twist two defenders, you could double up on him and he'd twist two defenders and still create space for someone somewhere else. And at the minute it just feels as though either that's been restricted or it's now lacking in his game. And it's becoming a bit of a hindrance to us, because, as I say, it then means we are more overly reliant on what we can deliver and what we can produce from that right-hand side, mate.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, absolutely. He's lost that X factor, hasn't he, for whatever reason. I remember, was it the Cardiff game when he brought the ball down in midair, doing like a flick and stuff like that? And he had that to it. He had that pizzazz. That samba, that style and that flair. And for whatever reason,
the panache, baby.
I don't know whether it's confidence, whether it's the injury, whether it's what's gone on recently. I don't know what it is, but it just hasn't been there for quite some time now, I agree. And it's a shame, because he was a joy to watch. And I'm sure he can be again. While we're talking about Liverpool losing that little bit of X factor, that little bit of quality, we've spoken many times this season about Liverpool's firepower and just how blessed we are in the attacking department. And it still rings true, of course it does, because we've got an array of talents, an abundance of different lads who've got different skill sets, and we always say, if this one doesn't get you, that one will, etc, etc. 3 or 4 weeks now for me, and forgive my timeline, that's probably not spot on, but a few games worth now.
It feels that way, though.
Oh yeah, a few games worth now of Liverpool's attacking lads not being on it. And this was definitely another version of that today, because I mentioned a moment ago, 34 shots, only 8 on target. Yeah. And the ones on target were one from Van Dijk, one from Konate, and not really testing the keeper. Yeah. But they all come into this, because people are talking about Nunes, of course they are. People are talking about Diaz, of course they are, But
got
ultimately,
to throw Salah in there.
You've got to throw, you've got to throw Mo in you've there, got all that? Of them, they've all... They've all fell short. Gakpo's goal scoring record isn't great, certainly in the Premier League. Nope. Darwin Nunes likewise.
Yep. Someone put in the chat there, 4 from 16 or something.
It's blunt. It's blunt. It's toothless. It's blunt. And we're missing Diogo Jota.
Well, and then you miss someone who is the clutch in front of goal as well. So that does add the insult to injury there for you. And I think I've been probably the most vocal about where I think our qualities have been for us all season is the attacking line. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know what to expect from the midfield. I think the defence is still question marks, but my attack and my goalkeeper are what I'm putting my bank on, do you know what I mean? And I think that's where my frustration is becoming more, you know, even clearer for me, because you expect one of them.
Yes.
Two can have an off game. As long as one's on, we're all good. We only need one of them to be on it. And at the minute, they're all playing with, not even within themselves, they're all playing under par. They're not playing to the level.
By some way as well.
By some way. I think the distraction to the milestone that Salah was on, it was easy to say it's because he's trying to get his 200th goal. That's the excuse. Now that excuse is no longer there because he's got it, what's the excuse now for these performances? I've said it for a number of weeks. We appreciate that he's tweaked the way that he operates on that right-hand side. So it's not necessarily I want to stand the man up and rip them inside out and then drive into the box. It is more I'll pass, I'll give and go, I'll do the cutbacks, I'll do the cut round the corners, and I'll run off me man. Certainly, I'm not trying to stand me man up. When it works and you're now turning yourself into a bit of a provider, that's absolutely fine. But we even said Salah and Nunes had a bit of a synergy. They seem to be, you know, not necessarily telepathic, but they had a good connection and, you know, big good chemistry. That seems to not as be as effective at the moment. Mm-hmm. Nunes doesn't seem for me to be getting the service required, because we know he is a 1 in 4 striker. You're going to give him 4 decent chances, and at the moment he's only really looking to convert 1 out of those, but at the minute we're not giving him the 4 chances either.
No.
So that's a problem. And then we've already spoken about where we see the problems on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. So when you put all that together, that's your front three.
Mm.
Your front three are off it by some distance, and it's all well and good when the midfield went go and score.
It wasn't
the Palace game, was it?
Fulham, McAllister scores.
Endo scores worldly. So yeah, when your midfielders are then bailing you out because they now can offer goals to the game, great. But when you need to rely on your forwards to do their job at the moment, you look at it and you think you expect Salah to do it on history. I'm not expecting him to do it on form. Same with Nunes. Nunes is one for me at the moment. If we don't create those 4 chances, I don't expect them to score. And Diaz, even more so. I don't know what your end product is supposed to be for this team. Are you supposed to be the end product that is the provider? Which in the situation with Dalot, you're supposed to cut up or take him on the outside then, mate.
Yeah.
You're not trying to get in. It's too congested and you're turning. We said it even on the watch along. You turned into 3 bodies.
Yeah.
There was nobody but space on the outside, but you turned into bodies. Are you the finisher? Because you've scored a couple with your head, you've got a bit of a finish on you, but we're not creating anything on that left-hand side. Nothing's fallen in that space on the left-hand side where you're going to be on the end of it. So I've got more questions than real answers at the moment, because nobody is being put themselves in a position to execute, and nobody's taking it amongst themselves to say, I'm going to be the goal-getter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're struggling at the minute massively. And that's not to say that it won't just spark into life and it won't all come good. But we need new patterns of play. We need to find new ways and creative ways to break down teams. And we need to start playing some sensible football again, mate, where we are actually being effective in those clinical areas where, you know, actually the ball, like Salah, I knew when he cut through the middle, he's went through the middle because he's not getting any joy on the right-hand side. He's come through the middle to get a chance.
Mm.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with you changing your runs to try and create something to get the chance, but you've got to think of the team. Mm. In that moment, the ball was just to go to let Tsimikas do the overlap.
Yeah.
There is Darwin in the middle. Diaz is in the middle. Let the ball just get put into the 6-yard box and see what happens. Because as you said, Anana's not that keeper. He doesn't look commanding. He still looks nervous. If we put him under pressure, we might be able to see if there's any cracks there in that defence. They were throwing in last ditch tackles from 2-3 minutes into the game. We didn't capitalise on that enough for me.
Not even close. Not even close, quite frankly. And you touched on it there a moment ago. When you always expect there's going to be sort of ebbs and flows with attackers over the course of a season. One of them's going to be in form whilst the other one isn't. There's going to be dips constantly, but at the minute they're all in a dip.
Yeah, they can't all shine bright at the same time, but they're all stinking at the same time.
Which is more painful.
And that's the painful issue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, hopefully they can snap out of it quickly. And a game in midweek against West Ham might be the perfect, well, I'll say perfect. Today would have been perfect. But that'll do. I'll take it at any point, quite frankly, at the minute. And Jota getting back will be massive as well.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.